Mark Stern, Mark, M-A-R-K, Stern, S-T-E-R-N, date of birth is 3/15/1949. This is for data service 9/7/2023. Mr. Stern is a 74-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2018. He also has a history of sleep apnea, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, chronic pancreatitis, prostate cancer, status post radiation. He also had a splenectomy. Notably, the patient had 2/3 of his pancreas removed due to a stone causing necrosis of his pancreas, and as a result, he only has 30% of his pancreas left. He is also on ZenPep, which are pancreatic enzymes to help him with digestion. His latest hemoglobin A1C is 6.8%. He uses a Freestyle Libre 2 system. His TPO antibodies are 20, which are significant for Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and he is on levothyroxine 175 micrograms daily, and he also takes vitamin D. His current vitamin D level is 18.1. Notably, the patient has a history of bradycardia as well, and he states that he's never had a cardiac evaluation. He denies any polyuria, dipsia, or polyphagia. He denies any episodes of hypoglycemia. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes. His current hemoglobin A1C is 6.8%. We downloaded his CGM system, and his average blood glucose was 149 milligrams per deciliter. Recommend for him to continue the Novalin N, 50 units in the morning and 10 units in the evening. Novalin R, 20 to 25 units, 3 times a day with each meal. And Glipizide, 10 milligrams twice a day. Next number. Notably, the patient has a history of 2/3 of his pancreas removed and only having about 30% of his pancreas left. I'm going to check a C-peptide level in order to assess his insulin production, that is endogenous, period. Next number, I am recommending a cardiac evaluation. Given his history and current presence of bradycardia. Next number, for his hypothyroidism, this is consistent with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We will continue levothyroxine 175 micrograms daily. Next number, his TPO antibody levels are 20. We will recheck a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level for his vitamin D deficiency. His current vitamin D level is 18.1. We will check a current vitamin D level as well and recommend supplementation prior to his return. Next number, notably, the patient had the 2/3 of his pancreas removed in 2018. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, he is on simvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.